بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As far as possible, one must try to do his own work at home. He must try to do his own work, his responsibilities like. Don't rely on others to do your work. Yeah, you're handicapped or something else, you're sick or something. But when you become independent, is very important. When you become independent, you got respect. You don't become independent, you got no respect. But begin today, do not rely on anyone. To that extent, do not rely on your wife also. The reason is because when you become independent and do not rely on anyone, then that person, the opposition, does not have any way to point a finger at you. And it is so important that by you doing your work, you do their work also. Because to do your work and do their work is something that is very important. To help at home. To make sure that, you know, if the key comes, put it in the right place. You take your clothing out, see it's put in the right place. Not the shoes kept on this side and kept on that side. The key is on the other side. Everything must be kept on its place. So you don't have that leave at all. Mahasaji, even, you know, there were no lights in Jalalabad. So everything is kept in its place. The torch is there. When he wakes up, the torch is there. The torch he picks up, he knows now the next thing is here. Everything is kept in its place. The tablet is kept there, the medicine there, everything. What happens? You don't go to any inconvenience at all. This is something we have been taught in Islam, that everything that you do, you must have a system in you. But now, today, we are like this, you know, we come from work, whatever, we just throw our socks one side, we throw our shoes one side, we throw our watch one side, we throw our keys one side, and we expect others to look after it. So that is not the right thing to do. Even when we sit down to eat too, if there's no water there, you don't stand up, let me go and wake up and get the water, you will expect the wife to get the water. But the Tamim Rahmatullah Alayhi once, it so happened, he sat down to eat. They all sitting. He said, why you stood up? He said, I'm going to get water. He said, I can also do that too. But today we won't do those things. We must learn to become independent. Every way independent. As long as you got good health, you must learn to become independent. Independence will take you very far. Very far. And you have a lot of respect too. Respect. Another thing is appreciation. See, some wives are working. But most of our wives are staying at home. Now we have to appreciate them. In which way is that? You must know they are locked up in the house. They're not talking to anyone. Not turning to anyone. They're doing the work at home. Now, what we have to do is we have to appreciate in a sense when you go to them, make them feel comfortable. Make them feel comfortable. That this is not going to work. We are not doing those things. Now, you know, Islam teaches us that these are things which I will do. They make them feel comfortable that you come in the house, you smile in the house. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, when Nabi Karim will come home, we should wait for him to come. So, you know, you look at him. Then how happy he is. So man, no matter whatever problem he's got outside, but when he comes home, he must realize that I was smiling to the wrong people, that's why effect comes at home too. We have all the wrong people, you smile outside, the effect comes the family also. We didn't realize we caused all the harm. And then we think, what's happening in this, what's happening in that? So very important is this month that you must appreciate your wives, especially those who are staying at home. Staying at home, 24/7 they're staying at home. So whenever you go to the house, you must think to yourself, Ya Allah, I was speaking to so many nice people, I was talking and smiling, everything. Which I should not smile, she's waiting for me to smile at her. Now when I come to the house, I do not smile at her, what's the meaning of that? So you hurt her feelings. You know, a wife sometimes, if the husband is not there, she won't even cook to. She won't even cook to. So who she is cooking for? She's cooking for the husband. Everything she did for the husband. The husband must have learned to appreciate. Now another thing is very important is when we know this month they never do anything straight. The wives don't do straight. So we must remain straight. We must remain straight. Not hurt their feelings. Very quickly we hurt their feelings. And thereafter they are tearing and you're eating. Now this is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's not Islam. Islam, you do namaz, mashallah, you do zikr, everything. But that must, effect must be this, that your akhlaq is the highest. akhlaq is so high that the wife must not feel hurt. You know, some people, they got parda, they go to extreme in the parda. They lock the door up and they go to the mosque also. They put a lock, no one has come. What kind of parda is that now? If the friend come to see the wife too, she can't even come inside too. So she, you are enjoying outside, but you have no arrangement of any kind that she can also feel happy with her friends too, at home, not outside. So the Tanya Rahman says that many people do these kind of things, that they lock their wives up and may think that is parda. That is not parda. That is now like a prison. You must make them feel comfortable. Comfortable. That if someone comes to the house at that time, they are able to open the door for their friends to come in. They can talk to each other too, but no women. Everything must be done in a good way. Likewise, certain people, when they go with the husband, the wife, in the car, too, the wife is wearing the parda. But the husband says, you must not make it parda out there. Why looking there? Why looking there? Bichari, what she say? I'm not looking anywhere. I'm looking front. So these kind of things bring about a lot of misery in women's lives. They try to become good wives. They make mistakes. But we must not overlook their mistakes. We have to learn this. In Mahazari gave that one hadith, which I'm always saying it that and always remind myself to look at your love, your wife with muhabbat. Your wife will look at you with muhabbat, Allah look at you with rahmat. Mahazar said that who rahmat luto garme. He says, who rahmat luto garme. So what else you want? You want a happy life, you want a life of that kind. That you know you're happy, they're happy, you go to eat namaz, you're happy. Now not because you have a problem you run with the masjid. No. Be happy all the time. Be good to the family. Very important to be good to the family. What's the use of good with everyone, not good to family? Family is the most important thing. So that is the thing that came in mind. I thought, let me tell it to you, that we all making mistakes. We have to put ourselves right. Another thing very important, even a wife says something, don't oppose her. Keep her happy. Do not oppose her. It's very easy to oppose her. Tell her what she wants to tell. Whatever she says, yes, yes, yes. Why are you saying what happened? You still become a yes man. Yeah? Oh, yes. So what about it? Well, khush ho gai. You know this much, I kept her happy. I kept her happy. So what about it? No, no, we want to oppose them. We will not oppose them. If they say something wrong to her, take it. Take care. As long as they're not in the haram, not committing a sin. But keep them happy. That is the most important. And appreciate them. I always say this, but appreciate them. We're not appreciating our wives. Especially, you know, when especially they're living at home all the time, 24 hours. And they're looking after your affairs. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what he told that person? He said, what are you talking of coming and complaining of your wife here? Don't you know that she washes your clothing? Those who make the food hot for you, to cook for you, to look after your children, all those things. See, why don't you look at all those things? You can't even look after your child for 1 minute too. And yet she look after her child, she overlook all her sacrifice for you. Then you must overlook all those things. This for you, you have to become a man. You have to become a man. What's the use talking to others outside, smiling and showing your teeth to everyone? Why don't you show your teeth to your wife? You understand? When we need them, then we become very good to them. And we don't need them, then we shun them. No, that is not Islam. Islam is you have to be most kind to your wife. Most kind to your wife. She can do whatever she wants. But we must be very kind to them. Make them feel comfortable. Even if we have to go to the extent of going down. So what about it? You're still the husband. She can't complain to anyone else. She can't complain to the father-in-law. She can't complain to the mother-in-law. The only one she can talk to her husband. And she can talk to her husband how she wants to talk to. Is she not free with her husband? One woman tells me, I'm scared of my husband. I say, what do you mean you're scared? Is he an animal or something? What do you mean scared? You must not be scared for anyone. There's love between each other. There was love between them. There was no sudden scared. So love, to learn to live a good life, healthy life, happy life. What do you use a husband say, I don't want to go home to? What do you use the husband, the wife say, I dread my husband coming home to? Why those kind of statements are made? For what? And yet the person in namaz, everything. No, we must not do that. It's not the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us change our lives. It affects our children too. It affects everyone. There's no barakat in them after. You see, you know, no barakat. It's no barakat because how we're living our lives. Let us change our lives for better. And the most important thing is that word, don't get angry. Don't get angry. Anger is a very bad thing. Do not get angry. At the time of getting angry, think if Allah gets angry on me, what is my position? Allah save us all from that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, "Oh Abu Bakr, I want a very great favor from you." So what favor you want? He said, "He asked you for whatever. What is it?" He said, "The whole night that you stayed with Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the mount, in the cave, I'm prepared to give all my ibadat for that one night. I'm prepared to give all my ibadat for that one night." He said, "Because that night, the weight of it is so heavy that more than my all my actions and everything." So just imagine, he asked Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that to show that where their heart should go. They want for the hereafter. They don't want for the, our destination in the world. Their destination in the hereafter. If we have our destination in the hereafter, then we'll do everything for the hereafter. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi said in Battle of Tabuk, "I want you to, we need help now. We need money, we need all kind of arms and ammunition. Come forward." Umar radiallahu ta'ala came. Nabi comes out, "Oh Umar, what you?" "Yes, I brought half home and half a left prophet." MashaAllah, gave dua. Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came. "Abu Bakr, what did you bring?" "Ya Rasulullah, I left, brought everything from my house. I did not leave anything, but I left two things, Allah and Rasulullah in my house." So you can see, they were there for the hereafter, destination, the whatever. But you know today, Osman Ghani radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, they become like Osman Ghani rahmatullahi alayhi. Why? You want money for the dunya. Yet they should not think like that. They think, "Ya Allah, what must I do that I must get more closer to for the hereafter?" And this is what we are lacking today. This is what we are lacking. And let on that night too, it so happened. So in that we become the more, it was the more weight that he held, more weight. Which, that one night was more weight than all his actions, as Umar radiallahu said that. Look at the life of the Sahabas. They were not divorced in the world. Day and night, what they should do. They should only do one thing, all the time. Because we have our destination incorrectly. Our destination is incorrect. Our destination should be the Akhirat, this world. And the Sahabas, their destination was the Akhirat. Nabi Karim Sam said, the best remedy for a person of that kind, we need remedies today. How to remedy ourselves? He said the best remedy is our matters. Look at our matters as far as the world is concerned. When we look at the matters across the world, we look at people lower than us. Look at people lower than us. In other words, whenever you think of matters of the world, you look at people lower than us, not people higher than us. Because when we look at people lower than us, then we become more closer to Allah Ta'ala and we appreciate everything of Allah. Now, for example, you become a shukar too. When we look at people lower than you, you find you got a car, that man got no car, you thank Allah Ta'ala. You got clothing, that got no clothing, you thank Allah Ta'ala. You got a house, that got no house, Allah, thank Allah Ta'ala. You got food, that got no food, Allah, you thank Allah Ta'ala. In other words, every family thing, you're thanking Allah Ta'ala. You're showing Allah Ta'ala how grateful you are. In other words, every time you're appreciating. This is a certain condition of a Muslim that Nabi comes. Says that look at people lower than you when you come to the matters of the world. Don't look at people higher than you. The moment you look at people higher than you, what will happen? It will be obvious. Abdullah ibn Umar or Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he said in his early days, he should sit among the wealthy people. Sit among the wealthy people. And he said, that was my life of misery. Because I should see people with beautiful cars. Said, I want to beat that car too. When I see people with beautiful homes, I want to become better per home than that home too. When I see people wearing clothing, I want to wear better clothing than that. It was every time there was a challenge and all the time to beat one another. How that person got this, I'm going to get the same thing too. How that person got, I'm going to get the same thing too. In that he said, my life was so miserable. And then when I came to realize, let me sit among the people of poor people. The company of poor people. Sohbat of poor people. When I began to sit among the people of poor people, I realized this much, that everyone that I see what they got, I got better than that. I thank Allah. I see the food that they got, I got better than that. Wallah, I thank you so much. Every move that I take, I see the people, what they've got by them. I realize that I've got so much more than them. How much I must make shukr to Allah. So I began to think like that, that this is the only way what we can do is look at people who are lower than you when it comes to the matter of the world. Because what are you going to chase the world for? How much are you going to get out of it? You get nothing out of it. You have more problems taking place. That's what he said. So what happens? He says that he began to look at people lower than you. Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he comes around the world, he sits among the miskins. Among the miskins. He said, I'm a miskin, I'm sitting among the miskins. So what's the reason for that? When you become miskin, become humble. When you become humble, because when you look at people lower than you, become humble. You become more humble. You become more humble. So he said that when I should look at people higher than me, so this caused me harm in my life. And the time I went to saw the people who are lower than me, I began to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, what you have given me so much, you begin to realize, that's why they say, look at people as far as deen is concerned higher than you. You got the destination for the akhirat, then you look at the destination that, Ya Allah, let me look at people higher than that. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. He said, as far as world is concerned, look at people lower than you. When it comes as far as deen is concerned, there must be a race for that. We are racing for dunya only. We're racing one way. That fellow got 10 shops, I've got 20 shops. That fellow got this, I got that. Everything is a race. Race all the time. They're only talking about that. The race should be for the akhirat. That's why Rasulullah said, look at people. It's a very big lesson for all of us. Because when we go outside, hey, what a beautiful car that I got. I wish I can get that too. Hey, what a beautiful house you got. I wish I can get that too. So what are you? What are you? You're not for akhirat. Akhirat, you begin to say, hey, that person, mashallah, is in tahajjud namaz too. Let me also read tahajjud namaz too. Oh, that person is in so much namaz, Quran Sharif. Let me read Quran Sharif too. Oh, that person is in so much of charity. Let me give charity too. So what are you doing? You are bringing that quality into you for the akhirat. Even if you do not have the money to, you say a person, you heard that person gives so much of charity. Say, Ya Allah, if I got money, I'll give more than that too. Just imagine by you just saying that Allah give that thing because of intention to. Because of intention, you may not have the thing. That one person, in the time of famine, he just picked up himself and he said, Ya Allah, if this was now gold or food, I should have given all this charity. Allah has sent the Nabi of that time, tell him, by you just make the intention, I give you reward for that too. The reward for that. So if we go and see a person giving so much of charity, and we begin to say, Ya Allah, if I got the money, I give it more to. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, they asked him, Ya Junaid, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah forgave me, but my neighbor surpassed me. My neighbor surpassed me. So neighbor surpassed me. What he was? He was an ordinary man, going every day to the jungles to cut wood and sell. But what did he say? He said, Ya Allah, if I'm free like Junaid, I'll do more ibadah than him. I'll make more ibadah than him. Allah said, because of the intention he had. He was in 5-10 namaz, but he was a beggar. Beggar means he was a poor man. Then he should go to work and sell the whole day is working. But the outcome of by making that intention, Allah himself passed in Baghdadi. So you may not think that sometimes a person can have a million rand, he gives something for charity. Another person, 100 rand, the 100 rand may be worth more than a million. So, this is the most important. Look at people higher than you, as far as deen is concerned. Look at that person, he's 5-10 namaz. Hey, he comes to the mosque, let me beat him, I must come before him. I must come before him. And that person doing this charity work or this whatever doing, let me come before him. Let me surpass him. No one would think of doing that. It's the most important thing to do those things. To become better in those matters. When you come to realize that when you begin to see others doing more good deen work, then you begin to take stock of yourself. Tell to yourself, that, no, that person did so much of work. What am I doing? What am I doing? Then you come to realize how distant you are from Allah Ta'ala. If you want to know how distant you are from Allah Ta'ala, how near with Allah Ta'ala, then look at your own actions. Your actions will show you how near you to Allah Ta'ala. Your actions are how far away from Allah Ta'ala. No one has to show you. If you look at your namaz, every day you read namaz, more namaz you're doing, then you're just becoming more near to Allah Ta'ala. But now if you miss one takbir ulan, every day you miss takbir ulan, so what are you doing? You are going more distant from Allah Ta'ala. Everything distant. No one has to tell you. You look into your own life and you come to know. So as in the worldly matters show so much importance, likewise the dini matters show importance that I must not miss one takbir ula to. I must not miss one tahajjud namaz to. Tahajjud namaz is not farz, but a person, you must know one thing. Once you read tahajjud namaz all the time, a time will come that tahajjud namaz cannot be missed. Oh Allah, let's give us that condition. You do not know. There was a buzruk I was just reading the other day. He's saying, you know, I just woke up. I said to myself, you know what, I'm so tired, I'm old too, never mind, it's not for us now, let me not read tahajjud namaz. Then he said, no, now let me just wake up and say, subhanallah. He woke up and said, subhanallah. I said, I made subhanallah, let me go now, that is, go make wuzu now. I need to make wuzu then. He said, I'm making wuzu, he said, I made wuzu, let me tahajjud namaz too. So what, it will come behind you, it will not leave you, you want to leave it. You do not know that once you get that habit in you to read tahajjud namaz, once you've got the habit of reading Quran Sharif, it will run behind you. Why? That indication will come before you, do it and you will continue doing it. Continue doing it. The outcome of that inclination is that today it cannot leave you. And that is Allah Ta'ala. It not leave you. So that is the most important thing that every time we have to do, is we have to understand this. But we are more concerned though that Rabbi Karim's teaching is that look at people lower than you as far as deen, as your dunya is concerned. Dunya is concerned, look at you. Look at people lower than you, you'll appreciate everything of Allah Ta'ala. Everything you appreciate. If you have one meal for the day, you thank Allah Ta'ala. No meal for the day, you thank Allah Ta'ala. Because you're looking at people lower than you. Don't look at people higher than you. You'll never get any peace at all, as Abu Mubarak said that my life was a misery when I should see people, I'm looking higher than them, it never reached me anymore. But when I looked at people lower than me, I came to realize how much Allah has been so kind to me. And may shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, man is most of the time not satisfied. His stomach not full. Nabi Kaw said in the hadith too, you give him two bits of gold, two valleys of gold. Valleys, you know valleys? Valleys, water running. He gave an example, valleys coming down, that means all the time coming. You give them two valleys of gold, you go to a third one too. His stomach will not be full until you go in the grave. So that is what is important, is that bring that condition us as far as possible. And remember, money does not bring peace of mind. Money cannot bring peace of mind. If money can bring peace of mind, many people have so much of money, but they're taking tablets to sleep. They're taking tablets to sleep. They cannot sleep at all. They can't eat food also. One very important, Hazrat Tanvi mentioned, a person was so rich, and when he's sitting on a bungalow there, and he saw one poor man taking some sticks, and he put it on the floor, and he took his lunch out, and he's eating his food. So he's telling his friend, how nice, Allah give me his health. Because what, he was so rich, but he cannot eat one slice of food too. He had to have a special food for him, mince, which have to, you know, have to suck. So just imagine that money could buy. There's no peace of mind. Peace of heart is something else. Peace of heart is something else. Contentment. This contentment can only come if you look at people lower than you. Contentment. If you come. Then you appreciate food also. You appreciate everything also. The moment you're wearing this clothing and you walk in the next person, you see the person not wearing clothing too, what happens to you? Immediately become content. Oh Allah, thank you. Everything look lower of people. Then don't look at the helicopter then. You don't look at Rolls Royce then. You look at what you got then. You see? Because if you look at Rolls Royce, then it's only a dream of Rolls Royce. You won't get it too. And you'll be dreaming all the time. It's even worse. Look at people lower than you. When the time will come that that person came first in the masjid, when can I beat him? When the time will come that that person in Quran Sharif, let me read more Quran Sharif too. Let the time that person came and read tahajjud namaz, ishraq namaz, let me also read ishraq namaz too. All those things will come into our lives. Then inshallah wa ta'ala you find this barakat in it. And the teaching of Nabi Karim is a lot of barakat. So may dua to Allah ta'ala that whatever I said, keep this in mind all the time. Look at people lower than you as far as dunya is concerned. Allah will give you a lot of barakat. And look at people who are deen, look at higher than. Then inshallah you work towards them too. Allah ta'ala amalka tawfiq nasib. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادة اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر وافقنا ما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل انك على كل شيء نعوذ بك من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك.